The Story of the Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there lived three pigs. They were brothers, and their names were Oliver, Quentin, and Percy. They lived with their mother and their little sisters on a farm near the River Lyme, but as they grew up, their mother told them, "One day you will have to leave this farm and go out into the big wide world and make your own homes." She smiled a piggish smile. "And maybe you'll even have some piglets of your own."
"Make our own home?" said Oliver. "How?"
"I've never built anything in my life," said Quentin. "I don't know how to build a house."
"Don't worry," said Percy. "We pigs are clever. We'll find a way." Then the time came for them to leave the farmhouse, as the three little pigs knew one day they would. Oliver looked up to the farm's thatched roof and said,
"I'm going to build my house from straw."
Quentin pointed to the barn where the farmer was milking his cows.
"I'm going to build my house from wood," he said.
"Well, my house will be made of stone," said Percy, whose favourite place in the farm was outside the kitchen, next to the oven, where the wall was always warm from the inside.
"No matter what kind of house you build, you must always be on your trotters," their mother warned them. "Not everyone likes us pigs."
"The wolf!" cried Oliver. "He came to the farm last night and killed two chickens."
"Yes, the wolf," Quentin agreed. "He's dangerous."
"Don't worry, he'll never catch us," said Percy. "We pigs are smarter than wolves."
It was a tearful farewell when the three little pigs finally left the farm. They packed their bags and said goodbye to their mother and sisters and cried all the way down the hill.
"Where are we going?"
asked Oliver, who was crying so much he could hardly speak.
"I don't know," said Quentin,
who also couldn't stop crying his little piggy tears.
"Don't worry," said Percy, who was the only one with dry eyes. "I know where you can find straw and wood for your houses. Follow me."
The three little pigs went down to the valley and into town where it was market day. When they arrived at the market, Oliver saw a man who was selling straw. He bought all the man's straw and carried it back up the hill to the woods. Quentin found a man who was selling wood. He bought a cartload of planks and pulled it up the hill, huffing and puffing, and back to the woods. Percy decided to go further down the valley, where he came upon a quarry. He took a piece of stone in his trotter and said, "This stone is strong and solid. I will use it to build my house." He asked the quarryman to bring him a cartload of stone to the woods. Over the next few weeks, the three little pigs built their houses. Oliver built a house made of straw. Quentin built a house made of wood. Percy built a house made of stone. And when the three brothers were finished, they visited each other to see what the others had made.
"Your house is very cold," said Oliver,
as he sat in Percy's stone house.
"What will you do when the winter comes?"
"I will make a fire to keep me warm," said Percy.
"Your house is very dark," said Quentin. "Why are there no windows?"
"So that no one can come in who isn't invited," said Percy, lighting a candle.
"But if the candle falls over, your house will burn down," cried Oliver,
thinking of the straw in his own home.
"Stone doesn't burn, little brother," said Percy. "My house is strong and solid. Remember Mama's words? Not everyone likes us pigs."
And before long, the brother's greatest fear came to pass. The wolf came. He was big and mean, and his teeth were long and sharp, and the claws on his feet were like daggers. He saw Oliver's house in the woods and sniffed at the door. Pork chops.
"Good morning, little pig. May I come in?" he asked.
Oliver, who had seen the wolf coming and immediately locked his door, said,
"No, Mr. Wolf, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin."
The wolf tried with kindness.
"Please, little piggy, I'm your friend. Please, let me in."
But Oliver didn't believe him and didn't let him in. The wolf tried it with a trick.
"Then come out to me, dear pig, and we can go for a walk in the forest. I can show you where the fresh potatoes are buried in the ground," said the wolf.
But Oliver wouldn't open the door.
"No, thank you, Mr. Wolf. I'm not hungry."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," roared the wolf.
Just the sound of the wolf's voice made Oliver tremble inside his little house. Outside, the wolf took a deep breath and blew. He blew and blew and blew. The walls of the house started shaking. Picture frames rattled on the wall and fell to the ground. Straw by straw, the walls began to fall apart. The roof lifted off and flew away like a leaf in a storm. Soon Oliver was standing in the middle of a pile of straw.
"And now I will eat you," said the wolf.
But Oliver was quick on his trotters and threw a handful of straw into the wolf's face, which the wolf didn't like at all. Actually, he was allergic to straw. While the wolf was coughing and sneezing and pulling the straw out of the gaps between his huge teeth, Oliver ran off and found shelter in the wooden house of his brother, Quentin. The wolf followed the pig's scent and soon found himself standing in front of a similar house, this time made of wood. He knocked at the door.
"Good morning, little pig. May I come in?" he asked.
Quentin had already locked the door and closed the curtains after his brother had warned him about the wolf. Upon hearing the wolf outside, Oliver hid under the bed.
"Don't let him in! Don't let him in!" murmured Oliver.
"I'm not here," said Quentin, but he knew it was a useless lie.
"Now, now, don't be shy, little piggy," said the wolf. "I'm a nice wolf."
"Go away," cried Quentin. "We don't want you here."
And the wolf, who felt the anger burning in his belly, cried,
"If you don't let me in, then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
He waited for the pig inside the house to open the door, but when that didn't happen, he took a deep breath and started to blow. Quentin and Oliver felt the walls around them tremble. The wooden panels bent like paper. The door snapped open. The glass in the windows shattered into a thousand pieces. The curtains flew like ghosts through the room. Soon the two brothers were lying under a pile of wood and rubble.
"And now I will eat you both," said the wolf.
But Quentin grabbed a piece of wood and hit the wolf's foot as hard as he could. The wolf yelped in pain and the two piggy brothers sprang into the air and sprinted off as fast as their trotters would carry them. They didn't have to run far. Soon they saw Percy's house in the woods. They knocked on his door and called out his name, and before the wolf could catch them, Percy let them in and locked the door again behind them. The wolf, who was now so angry his mouth was bearded in froth, didn't knock at the door of the stone house. He didn't try to be nice or trick the last pig into letting him in. He walked around the hut looking for a window or a hole in the stone. But there were no holes in the stone. There wasn't even a window. The house was as solid as a rock.
"Open the door," cried the wolf, "or I'll blow your house down."
"You can try," said Percy.
"I will," cried the wolf. "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
"Go ahead," said Percy. "Take your time."
The wolf took a deep breath and filled his lungs with air. Then he blew with all his might. But nothing moved. Nothing shook. Not even the chimney.
"Go ahead, try again,"
said Percy from the safety of his house. The wolf took another deep breath, even deeper than the first one, and blew the air out of his lungs with a force that made the trees behind the house bend backwards until their leaves tickled the ground. But Percy's stone house didn't move an inch.
"I will burn them out," thought the wolf,
but then he remembered that stone didn't burn.
"I will starve them out," thought the wolf,
but then his tummy rumbled and he remembered he hadn't eaten anything all day.
"I will..."
The wolf had run out of ideas. He sat down on the grass and listened to his tummy rumbling.
"I'm so hungry," he thought. "I want to eat those pigs, all three of them."
Then the wolf smelled something which made his stomach rumble even more. Food. Delicious smelling food. The wolf's stomach rumbled so loud even the little pigs heard it from inside the house. The wolf jumped to his feet and looked to see where the smell was coming from. He saw smoke coming out of the chimney. Those little pigs were cooking. This made the wolf even angrier and even hungrier.
"The three little pigs are cooking while I am out here starving."
But then he had an idea. That chimney looked just about the right size for him. The wolf climbed onto the roof and peered down the chimney. He couldn't see anything because the chimney was full of smoke, but the smell of the food was irresistible.
"Just you wait," thought the wolf, and climbed into the chimney. "I'm going to eat all three of you at once."
What the wolf didn't see was that there was a big pot at the bottom of the chimney, and beneath the pot was a burning fire. The pot was full of soup, which bubbled giddily as it boiled. The wolf clambered down the chimney, his claws clutching the stone. His stomach churned at the smell of food and the thought of three little pigs he was about to eat as a starter. He climbed faster and faster until one of his paws slipped against the stone wall and the wolf fell straight into the pot of boiling hot soup. The wolf screamed, but not for long. He quickly swallowed a large gulp of tasty soup, then he climbed out of the chimney and ran off to the woods and never came back again. "Poor wolf," said Percy as he stirred the soup while cooking. "If he hadn't been so greedy, he could have shared this soup with us." When the soup was finished, the three little pigs brought it to the farm and shared it with the other animals. The pig's mother asked them how life was outside the farm, and they told her the story of the wolf who blew their houses down.
"You must be more careful, my boys," she told them. "Not
everyone likes us pigs."
So Oliver and Quinton and Percy went back to the valley on the other side of town and bought a cartload of stones from the quarry, and together the three little pigs built two more little stone houses right next to each other, where they lived happily ever after.